بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us this good opportunity to have this meeting and discuss our Imam Al-Mahdi ajalallahu farajahu al-Sharif. We have a lot of questions. It comes to us and to our mind about Al-Imam Al-Mahdi. Perhaps the first question that what is about Imam Al-Mahdi in our belief, in our Shia aqid and belief. If there is some ayat in Quran about this Imam, if there is some hadith about this Imam, what about our Sunni brothers and their belief about this Imam? I think when we want to go to speak about ayat in Quran about Imam Al-Mahdi, we must know that there is lot of ayat in ta'wil which it speak about our Imam. But we are thinking about the ayat which it is speaking about him in tafsir. There is difference between tafsir and ta'wil. When you read Quran, there is tafsir, there is translation of Quran. You have it, for example, in English. There is tafsir of Quran. It comes also with the sha'nun nuzul. Sha'nun nuzul, that means why this ayat came and what was the reason for saying this ayat. For example, when you have, you know about ayatu Ahl al-Bayt, innama yuridu Allahu liyudhhiba ankum ar-rissa Ahl al-Bayt, and why this ayat came, and what is the story about this ayat. We say sha'nun nuzul, the reason for the ayat. For example, when you have Surah Al-Dahr and a story about Surah Al-Dahr, and there is ayat which comes about Amir al-Mu'mineen and Bibi Fatima alayhi salam and Hassan and Hussein when they was fasting, and you know that story. This is Sha'nun Nuzul. This ayat came by this story, by this time, and it could be tafsir. We have deeper than tafsir, which is ta'wil. Some ayat of Quran, it comes for another story in tafsir, but it is in ta'wil for another. Let me give you some example about some ayah come in tafsir for some reason, but in ta'wil it is for another reason. Like that ayah, we have it here. The fifth ayah of this pages, you have it in front of you. I don't want now to read it, but just I want to tell you this ayat came about Musa alayhi salam and about Fir'aun. But when you go little deep about the tafsir of this ayah or the ta'wil of this ayah, you will see that it is coming about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. How? We will explain this inshallah. By this way, I mean by the ta'wil, perhaps the meaning of ta'wil is construct, something like this, not tafsir. By this meaning of ta'wil al-Quran, we have more than 50 ayat which it comes about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. 50 ayat we have. Some of our alims tell about more than this number, and some narrate for us 50 ayat in Quran. You mustn't be surprised about how it comes 50 ayat in Quran about this Imam, because when we see this hadith that Imam said to us, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen says that Quran is four quarters. One of the quarters of Quran is about us. That means imamat or wilayat. And one of quarters of Quran is about our enemies, which mean the Allah enemy or the Prophet's enemy, because this is one line, the same line, Allah and Prophets and Imams. And the third quarters of Quran is something like history and amthal, samples, examples. And quarter of Quran is about ahkam and duties, law and duties. Then when we have four quarters in Quran, if this quarters is coming about our Imam, then it is normal that we have 50 ayat or more than 50 ayat about our Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. It's normal. But for us, in this lecture, I think we just choose 5, 6, 7 ayat. We'll speak about it because it is very important to this meaning. I want to speak about it because, you know, about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, we have lot of subjects. We have lot of subjects, but even I hear that there is 100 books which are written, and some of these books written by Sunni alims about Imam al-Mahdi. But now, for me, I prefer if I explain in this inshallah lecture something you need it to know about Imam and to explain to others about Imam. That's why I will choose something about Imam which it is important for our Sunni brother side and for Christianity and non-Muslim brother side also. I will choose these things about Imam al-Mahdi in the first point I will speak about it. Okay, but before we go to speak about ayat and about Imam al-Mahdi in Quran, I prefer that we speak later logically about Iman. You know, because in belief, in Aqidah, it is better if we believe our beliefs logically type more than ayat and riwayat. As you know, that for example, when you speak about Allah, you can't narrate riwayat, hadith, or read ayat of Quran. In the beginning, you must speak about mine. You must speak about your logical things. You must speak about your think. You can't take proofs from Quran. Because, for example, when you are speaking with non-Muslim and you read to him some ayat of Quran, he will tell you, oh, you are reading Quran for me. Who knows that I believe this Quran which you are reading for me? Then if it is better if you read for him, if you explain to him some ideas from your mind and from his mind, you know. Also, when we speak about imamat, as in lectures, also now we will have some proofs about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam by our mind and by our logical things. Perhaps we'll begin with this question: why Allah narrate this khalq, this people? Why? Close this topic. And for reply the question, for this question, we have to tell you that to reach people to the high level of mind and to reach people to the high level of life, this is the reason for Allah to create people. Why Allah create us? To make us the best of His created and to put us in the highest place, the great place which we have, which He have it, its name is Jannat. Allah created us for that. And even in dunya, in this life, Allah created us because He wants us to be in high level in the life. And if we compare between the idea of Allah and the idea of people, like governments, who want people in the best level in life, even in economic, even in politic, even in social things, even in education, who wants people more higher and more better in life, Allah or government? If you think about it, you will find that Allah wants to build the life than any government. Because the governments came by their ideas, which it have some materialism in it. It think about itself, about what they need for their life also, their own life also, but which Allah tell you, it comes just for what it's good for you, it's mercy for Allah to you. Then when we compare between law which it comes from people or the law which it comes from Allah, we are sure that the love which it comes from Allah, it's better for us than some love it comes from people, from governments. When we think about this point, that Allah wants to guide us, to do hidayah for us. We had lot of ayat in the past lectures about Allah who guide people to the best life. I think we had this ayat, perhaps Brother Murtada have it with him, which we have in Surah Al-A'la, الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى.
Who creates and makes complete and makes things according to a measure, then guides them to their goal.
You know, this guidance for Allah to the better, to the best, how it could be. And also, we had in the past lectures some speech about two type of hidayat. I think some brothers remember, which we spoke about al-hidayat al-takwiniyya wal-hidayat al-tashri'iyya. Can anyone translate this takwiniyya and tashri'iyya? The hidayat which it comes to all universal things, it is takwiniyya, and the hidayat which it comes to people also this takwiniyya, but it have more than takwiniyya, which it is by law, by tashri'a. Then we have two type of hidayat. We have two type of hidayat: universal hidayat and what? Law hidayat. When we speak about al-hidayat, I prefer if I give you some example about this type of hidayat. You know, when Allah create the bees for us, what is this bees doing in this life? They have some hidayat, some guide from Allah, which we have in Quran. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Allah have some wahi to bees. What is this wahi? This is not wahi like which it comes to prophets. No. This is some guide Allah give it to this bees to do their life, beautiful life they have. Perhaps you wrote something about the bees and their life, their important economic and politic life they have. Subhanallah. You know, this is guidance for Allah, from Allah to him. And also for another animals also. And also for everything in this life. It is not going without guidance of Allah. This is universal hidayat. This is universal guidance for Allah. We have another type of guidance, also universal guidance in our life. For example, your eyes. It is not by law. It is which Allah make it for you. And you don't have any choose to do anything in it, in your body. This is the guidance of Allah. This is universal guidance of Allah, which Allah create us and he do everything for our body. Our heart is working very good, which type it must work, and also everything, you know. This is hidayat, which we say it hidayat for Allah. But hidayat, which we have it in our Holy Quran, hidayat al-takwiniyya, we have ayat that it is لكل شيء. Perhaps in some ayat here, you have that وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Or another ayat also, we have that everything in this life, everything it had hidayat. Okay? But for the people, they need more hidayat, more guidance for Allah. Because the people is the best which Allah created. The people is the best humanitarian, which humanity which Allah created. Then it must be the best guidance Allah and hidayat for Allah. We have this ayat, we had this ayat before, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنذِرْ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَاد. Perhaps you have it with you. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنذِرْ. Perhaps the first ayat.
You are only a warner, and there is a guide for every people.
For every people, but it is not so specific translation. It is qawm, that means every qawm. You know, we have qawm Musa, qawm Isa, qawm Hud. It is people, but it is different lives and different levels of people. Like people which they was in the Nuh time and they were the Prophet's time also, you know. لكل قوم هاد. Allah will send for everyone, like we have prophets for. Okay. ولكل قوم هاد. Let us go about and to speak about this guide which Allah make it for us. If Allah he is the best for our life, or the law is best for our life. If you see, there is two schools, two ideas in this world. The Allah idea and the people idea. We say madrasatul iman and madrasatul kufr. Iman and belief, school and line of life, and kufr and non-Muslims school. And what is the end of this way and what is the end of this way? Let us think about these two and compare between it. When we see the line of non-Muslims, I mean not non-Muslims, I mean for these countries, non-belief to Allah, because even they are believing to Allah, then we say that they are believing to Allah. Even they are Christians, even they are, you know what I mean? They are believers to Allah. But I mean the way of non-believing to Allah and the way of their the belief to Allah. When we compare between this and this, what is the last goal for these and what is the last goal for these? The both want to do good for people. But what happened with them? That what happened that they did this war, the first war and the second war and the third war, and we are waiting what? The biggest war which they are preferring and preparing to do it with this all guns and things they have it. Then what is the future of human people and future with this way? This is damaging, this is death, and they are waiting for this. They are even they are afraid for that, but they are doing the same way. When you hear about the future of people, you see what is their afraid about future. Everything. Before 2 days, I had one film, one movie. I don't know what's the name of this movie. The movies, when you see it, they are speaking and showing you about the death of people. Al Hawadis al Kawniya, what they say? No. You know what? What they think about the future, the thing about death and everything is the bear and the worst type of life, and so and so. Because even they don't want this, but this is coming. And when we see the history of them, we see this is the what they did. Fir'aun, when you read about him, he had good power in his life, but with what he did for people. When you saw the history of Namrud in the history, what he did for people, when about all ways they had who not believe to Allah. Okay, then when you read about the ways which prophets wa'aduna, promise us for our future, and we see we have very beautiful life with and promised by our prophets. Perhaps you will ask, perhaps this is promised, but I can tell you, when you see which what happened with Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, how he could change the life of people in few years where he was there, how he changed the life of fighting and killing and blood and war and killed the girls and so he changed everything to very beautiful life, very peaceful life, life with salam and love. And so this is the proof. Perhaps you will ask, how we can be sure that, logically, how we can be sure that Imam al-Mahdi will do that? Also, I want to tell you something. We have one great alim in our Shia. He passed away the last year. His name is Dr. Ahmad al-Wa'ili. He was very highest level in our people who do speeches in Islam. And we have thousands of his cassettes in Arabic. And he was really, when he passed away, we lose him. We miss very great alim. Anyway, one time he spoke about, in one cassette, he spoke about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And he told to people, don't think that when Imam al-Mahdi will come, he will kill people. Because there is some hadith they speak about this. And he think that this hadith is not correct. And he thought that the hadith which it is correct, it is which comes with Quran. It is near to the idea of Quran. What we have in Quran about the future, which we have it with Imam al-Mahdi. We haven't in Quran any ayat al-Mahdi will kill people in future. No. This is what he said, you know. He said that we have lot of ayat on Quran that people will be in very good life, very peaceful life, and very education life. And he spoke about this ayat. We'll read it inshallah in future. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Allah will make him, everyone knows him and everyone want him and want his idea, you know. Then we think that the future life, the tomorrow of our life, it could be the best tomorrow and the day after tomorrow with the Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, more than another ways and another idea. And we know that they don't had in the past time for us, they don't had any good things for us, just war and just difficulties and just poor people in here and there in the world, just because few of people in somewhere they are good life, and then all people in the world they are going in the worst type of life. This is what they give to people, and we need another way to find the other way, inshallah, for our future. And this is what you have in your hadith. When Imam al-Mahdi came, we have a lot of beautiful hadith. I will, inshallah, read it after. But this hadith is very beautiful. يَمْلَأُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Can someone help me for translate this hadith? يَمْلَأُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا بَعْدَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا.
Allah will fill with him the earth with equity and justice after it would have been filled with tyranny and oppression.
You know, this is what we have in our hadith about Imam, and this is the future of Imam al-Mahdi. If someone asks you, this is one point, if someone asks you, what you will gift by your Imam al-Mahdi to test people in the world, this is the reply. The best future, the best after tomorrow, we can have it by our Imam. And if he asked you again, do you have some proof? Then you can have some proof from the past which Rasulullah gifted to his people, and which other prophets also gave as the gift to his. Okay? The second question in this thing I will speak about it before to go to ayat. When it will be the dhuhur of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. I don't want to read hadith for you or Quran for you now. I will tell you logically something. I will tell you that it depends how soon it will be or how far it will be. It depends with the people and with their idea about the life. What they want to do for their life and what they choose for their life. It is in our hand. It is in the people's hand. Allah don't want to do mu'jiza. Allah don't want to do in this about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Allah will not do any miracle. No. He don't want to do. By my knowledge, Allah put it in our duty and in our himmat, what you said, himmat.
Our ability.
Abilities and our irada.
Determination.
Okay. Allah will do successful, will do tawfiq. Allah will do hidayat. But it is in our hand. We can't say that after 20 years our Imam will come. It could be after 10 years. And it could be after 100 years. If you do something, what it is your duty, if people do something, what their duty, then our Imam will come. It is by knowledge, by logic, no? Then Imam will come before. If no, then Imam will come after. He will be late. Because it is not coming by mu'jiza, but by miracle. No. Perhaps this is the meaning which we have in some hadith, which it said, don't do time for my coming, Imam coming. Don't say any specific time. This is the meaning of this hadith. But it is logic. Because if we prepare everything for our Imam, if when the everything will be prepared for Imam, then Imam will come. If the thing is not prepared for Imam, he can't come. As I told you that Dr. Ahmad Al-Wa'ili said that Imam will not come by killing, by pushing people. And he takes idea from the Quran. You know? Then when people examined every ways and they feel that every way is not correct for him, and then they asked for new way for the best life, then Imam will come. When every people in Canada, in America, in Africa, when they reached to this point that this schools of life like materials and communisms and so this all is not correct, and when you told him best way of the life, which it is Allah way of the life, which is it is Islam way for the life, then they some even some of them they believe, then Imam will come. This is, inshallah, which we read it in Quran, but now I don't want to speak about Quran. I want to speak about logically type that Imam can't be with us when we don't have everything prepared for our Imam. And for this, perhaps, and this is the meaning of that riwayat, that hadith, and that dua which we have, that you must do dua لتعجيل فرج الإمام المهدي عليه السلام. What that mean? Do dua for your ظهور of Imam sooner and sooner. Why you do dua? You do dua to ask Allah to make the zuhur of Imam sooner. Allah will do his duty. But the meaning of this dua, that you must do what you have for your duty to make your Imam coming as soon as it's possible. You know, sometimes I wrote that dua, Allahumma ajjil faraja waliyika wa ibn waliyika wa hujjatika ala khalqik. Allahumma ajjil faraja. You have it in your ziyarat, in your dua. Why? Why we read this? This is timing. We ask Allah to make it sooner and sooner. How? Allah, he will do his duty. It is some lesson for us. It is some message for us. It is telling to us that you must do your coming of your Imam as soon as it is possible. This is message for us that we must do our duty to make our Imam coming as soon as it's possible. Because you know, sometimes the dua is lecture. Not sometimes, lot of times. Our Imam, for example, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, he couldn't give us any lectures in masjid like Rasulullah. Then what he did? He did dua. And he taught us lot of knowledge of Islam by the dua. When you read Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, you found this. This is full from earth about the life, even about everything. Even about the morality, how to be with your father, how to be with your children, how to be with your son, with your wife, everything by the way of dua, by the tariqa of dua. Then we have this dua bita'jil al-faraj, and that's mean, by my knowledge, this is some message that you can do your imam being and zuhur as soon as you want. Okay, this is also one thing I wanted to tell you. There is another thing also we must speak about it before to go to ayat. That this hidayat, which is we spoke about it, which we told that Allah make hidayat, Allah made guide for people. Hidayat is right for us as a personal right and as social right. I mean that me, myself, you, yourself, you have this right, haq. Okay? You have this haq, you have this right for Allah to make you hidayat, to guide you. Okay? And our mujtama, our society also, they have their right, this right for Allah to make him guide. And for this guide for people and for society, perhaps if Allah don't do it, we can tell to Allah, oh my God, why? What hidayat for us? Even in Qiyamah, in Akhirat, you can tell Allah, oh my God, how you can take me to Jahannam? You didn't did your right for me. You didn't guide me. Okay? Then, Allah, there is one dua, it's beautiful dua about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. I prefer, inshallah, sometime if we have time, to read it. Its name is Dua al-Nudba. It's in the morning of Salatul of Yom al-Jum'ah, Friday. We have this point is in this dua. وَلَا يَقُولَ أَحَدٌ لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا مُنذِرًا وَأَقَمْتَ لَنَا عَلَمًا هَادِيًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى. You send our imams because you want people, no one of people tell that why you didn't send a guider to us. Then you want us in this life to be good and in that life to be good. Perhaps, what's the meaning of taqsir? هذا مقصر. يعني he, someone don't do his duty. For example, if some father don't do his duty to his children, we say, or perhaps some husband don't do his duty to his wife, or wife to husband, we say he is muqassir. He doesn't did his duty.
He falls short.
Okay. Then perhaps some society or some people, Allah, you fall short for us, your duty. And Allah will tell us, no, I did what I must do for you. And this is the meaning of hujjat. What is the one of the alqab of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam? Al-hujjah. What is the meaning of al-hujjah? This is the meaning of al-hujjah. That you can't say to Allah that you did short for me. You didn't did guidance for me as I needed. And if you told that to Allah, Allah will tell you, no, I sent to you Imam al-Mahdi. I sent to you hujjat, proof. But here, hujjat is not the meaning of proof. Thinking proof. But this is, this type proof, that Allah have proof that he complete his duty for us. Okay? And this is one. This is the meaning of hujjat. We have one hadith in this point, which Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib said, "La takhlu al-ardu min hujjah." The earth will not be empty, never in the life, from hujjat. Prophets, the hujjat. Imams, the hujjat. Our Imam al-Mahdi, ruhi lahu al-fida, he is the hujjat. And then Imam said, qa'in bi hujjatillah. Qa'im. Now I will explain also the meaning of qa'im. Qa'im, that's meaning they are standing. This is the meaning, the language meaning of qa'im, who is standing. Okay? Why we say to our imam that salawatullah salamu alayhi, he is qa'im? Why? It comes from here, from this hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You can have this with you. This is hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, that in Tafsir al-Burhan, chapter number 3 and page number 279. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, لا تخلو الأرض من حجة قائم بحجة الله. Earth will not be, you don't have it here. Yeah. The earth will not be empty from the proof of Allah, the hujjat of Allah. You know what's the meaning of hujjat now? More than proof. How we can explain it? The hujjat. The hujjat, that means the proof. But when you are, for example, if you make speech with Allah, that why and so, you know, Allah will tell you, Allah have this proof, Allah will tell you, I sent to you, this is my hujjat, this is who he take all responsibility with what I needed in this life, you know, this is the meaning of hujjat. And then Imam said, qa'imin bi hujjatillah. And then he is standing, qa'imin bi hujjatillah. He is doing the proofs of Allah in the world. قائم بحجة الله إما ظاهر مشهور وإما خائف مغمور. The imams and the proofs of Allah, some of them ظاهر, you can see him, and some of them maghmur, he is ghaib. ظاهر مشهور أو خائف مغمور. خائف does mean afraiding. But you know what's the meaning of afraiding? If Imam afraid for himself? No. He is afraiding for us. Because my brothers and sisters, this is very sad when we read which Imam tell to us that I am crying every morning and every evening. Imam crying for whom? For us. It's very important that we say that Imam is afraiding. إِمَّا خَائِفٍ مَغْمُورٍ. He is afraiding about us and about our life. لا حجج الله وبيناته. And this is the reason which we named our Imam Al-Qa'im. Why? What is the meaning of Qa'im? Someone think that we said Qa'im, that means we must stand. You know? Yes, we must stand for respecting our Imam. But his name is Qa'im. Not the name is not speaking about our duty. The name is speaking about him. And he is standing, but what by what? He is standing. What is standing for? He is standing for Hidayat. Every time and in every place. And this is what we can know about the life of our Imam. How hard life our Imam has. If we little deep about this word Qa'im, then we can understand that it means the hard life and the high responsibility which our Imam have. You know, your Imam must be looking for all Muslims and all Mu'mins in every place in the world. You know, if you compare, just few minutes, please compare between Rasulullah and between Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Even Imam al-Mahdi, he is one part of Rasulullah. But you want to know how we tell to our Imam that he is Qa'im when you compare between the places which Rasulullah was, had responsibility of, and the places which your Imam had responsibility. Rasulullah had just responsibility for Mecca and Medina in that time. He wanted to make his risalat and his message all of the world, but the responsibility he had was just for that places. He wanted to reach the ideas of Islam to every place. But he was hujjat. He was looking for Muslims, for mu'mins. And the place which our Rasulullah was looking for his mu'mineen was small place. But when you see of the time of your Imam, salawatullah alayhi, how big it is. The place of your Imam, how big it is. Your Imam had duty for to look for Shia and Mu'mineen and Muslimin in Africa, in Russia, and because even you are in the last place in the world, perhaps you will ask your Imam and you do salam to your Imam. Do you think that your Imam will not reply to your salam? He will reply. He must reply. Your salah, our salah, then this is very big responsibility he have for his Shia and for his followers. and how it is difficult for our Imam also that he must do all these things without to be normally with the people. You know, if our Imam had to be to travel, for example, here and there and to meet here and there with the people, it was easier for him. Salawatullah. It was more easy for him and more easy for his people. He had his helpers. No, he had. But if he had this to being heading, then it was easy for him. But now it's how difficult for him also. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us one of the helpers of our Imam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this opportunity to help this mazloom Imam in our life, inshallah. We will rest a little few minutes and then we'll continue, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oh, the time is finished. Subhanallah. For today, I will take your permission to go earlier because I must be in Al Mustafa School at 11:30. Inshallah, I hope for next week to do something to be until 11:30 with you, inshallah, or perhaps more until 12 o'clock. If I have some way to take my wife to there to teach, then I can be more. But let us for a few minutes if you have some question. Now we spoke about why we said our Imam Qa'im, why we said to our Imam Hujjah, Al-Imam Al-Hujjah. And also we spoke about the timing of our Imam, how it could be. And who can make it, if our Imam or we can do that? What is the meaning of Hidayat? And also, what is the goal of Imam? And comparing between the goal of Imam for future and people and governments. If you have any question in this. Yes, it could be some fight as we have in hadith, you know, and also we have in this ayah taw'an aw karha. Perhaps you have it here, second ayah.
Willingly or unwillingly?
No, yes. Second ayah in front of you. When you saw unwillingly, that means some of people in the world don't want to agree with the Imam, and for them it must be some fighting. But the way of, this is what Dr. Wa'ili said, the way of coming of our Imam, not to kill and to, you know, this is not to the reason of our Imam coming. And by his knowledge that Imam don't need to do lot of fights. Perhaps it is somewhere, some people. Not, you know, because he said that our Imam is coming for peace. And Perhaps this is what we have in some ayat and in a lot of ahadith also. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينَ كُلِّهِ. For example, when you can understand something by your knowledge, then you can tell someone by knowledge. You don't need to push them. If you don't need to push them, then why you push them? This is what Allah said, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينَ كُلِّهِ. But there is the last of this ayat also, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. There is some mushrik also they will be not agree with. No. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. But my understanding that the way of Imam salawatullahi alayhi is peaceful, not killing and cutting and so on. So.
You said that one of the ways of preparing for the Imam to come, we have to prepare for him, then only he will come. And you said that one way of doing it is by one way he will come is at a time when people are more interested in Islam. And so do we have to proactively do tabligh? Then they'll become interested, or is it something like they'll be interested just because there's so much injustice in this world and they're looking for something?
The second idea is the wrong. Because when you see, for example, it's a very beautiful question. When you see the problems and you want to fight to finish the problems, if you have not someone to help you, to guide you to the way of finishing the problem, it takes a lot of time. You must test this and this and this and this and this. There are thousands of way. You must test all these ways to find the best way. But when you have some muballigh, someone who do his responsibility to tell people about Imam and about Shia and about Islam, that it makes them, for them, it's very easily, you know. And this is the hidayat. That one is not hidayat. Allah make hidayat for people. To let people do all the problems and test all the worst way to find the best, it's not with hidayat. You know? The hidayat to make the way short for them. To show them the way. But what you can do if they don't believe you? What you can do if they not agree with you? This is their worst way, you know. But for you, for me, for brothers, for sisters, we must do hidayat. And really, this is one point we are not working on it. Really, if sometime our Imam knocked this door and came and he asked you and me what you did for preparing for me, what we have to reply? Can we say, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, we do our prayer, our dua, we did dua o zaman al ghaiba, did dua nudba? He will say to us, even Imam al-Husayn, my grandfather, did dua and he did tabligh for Islam with his dua or with his blood. My fathers sit and did dua. or the dead their responsibility and their duty. Perhaps I will tell him, oh my Ibn Rasulullah, I came to the dua early in the morning, I didn't sleep, I was needing to sleep and I did went to dua and so. And he will tell you, okay, thank you, Jazakallah khairah. But this is it? This is all thing you did for me? We can't reply to him. Just will be ashamed. Best way to make the heart of our Imam who hear us, who is with us, to do something for preparing for his duhur. What's the meaning of duhur?
Reappearance.
Just to do something. Just to explain to non-Shia or non-Muslims about him. I hope that some of this lecture, perhaps some of this lecture which I will give to you, or perhaps you do something, you can print it and give it to people, even to non-Muslims. Who is Imam al-Mahdi? Let him just hear about him. Before a few days, I was in one class to learn. I have one class, just 1 hour in a week to learn English. And teacher asked us, who is the famous people you want to speak about him? And I thought, oh, my Imam is madloom. You know what the meaning of madloom? Because if I speak about our Imam al-Mahdi, no one of these people, even no one hear about our Imam. This is not for Imam. That no one know about him? Even no one hear about him? It's good if we have some our children in the name of Imam salawatullahi alayhi, Mahdi and Muhtadi and Hujjat and another names or alqab of Imam or Muntadar or something like this. But it's not enough. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this opportunity to do some preparing for our Imam, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I had a very beautiful story. I wanted to read it, but time is finished, inshallah, for next week. Some our mu'min who meet with Imam, and he have very beautiful messages for Imam to us, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, jameel.
Okay.